This week in the Wicked Wardrobe, I have a brand new guest. Well, I have a brand new guest each week, it would seem. Which seems a bit silly, but the lovely fairy princess Lucy, welcome.
Hi.
Hi. It's lovely to have you here in the Wicked Wardrobe. And I'm even more excited because you're quite aligned to my time zone. So it's not some ungodly hour. I'm digging it. It's not, you know, in the a.m. like too early in the a.m. or the p.m. for me.
Yeah, you can just afternoon. It's a good time.
Yeah, very good, very good. So welcome. It's lovely to have you here.
I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited to go behind the mic and For people who don't know your profile or what you contribute to Naughty Audio Land, who are you? What do you do? What are your deets?
So I use the username Fairy Princess Lucy. I do audio. It's primarily aimed at transgender women, particularly focused on gender affirmation and just generally feeling good, normalizing sexuality, and hopefully making trans people feel more comfortable in kink spaces and just generally trying to make people feel good.
Yeah, love it. How long have you been in the space?
So I started in April last year.
Okay.
I believe. Yeah, so I saw a particular audio. I really liked it. It was the first time I encountered a form of porn, but like when I finished and I was all done, I felt good.
Oh, like, cool. Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I could do that for other people.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Was that your sort of primary motivation for posting, is just you got a good feeling out of a particular style or a particular genre? Yeah. And you just wanted to give back?
The biggest motivating factor is, for as long as I've consumed porn, kink stuff, that kind of thing, stuff aimed at trans people, is there's not much options, I suppose. So because of that, you end up with a lot of stuff that doesn't resonate with you, or maybe you feel a bit icky when you finish.
Yeah, okay.
So for the longest time, I just didn't have porn that I felt good about consuming.
Right.
So for the longest time, I'm like, oh, when's someone just going to make like stuff that like feels nice? And then I found it, like I found someone that made, because I haven't touched audios before.
Right. And
I, like straight away, that's like a couple of really kind ones that are really affirming and trans positive. And I never experienced that. And I'm like, wait, porn can do that?
Yeah, okay.
So I wanted to be a part of that and make trans people have more options when they want to have some fun.
I love it. And particularly, so you've seen a need and you've done something about it because you've realized the benefit that you got out of it, that sort of positive affirmation.
I want to bring that back to others.
Yeah. And were you, the first time you posted, were you nervous about, you know, how it would be received? And interestingly, could you tell me, because it's not a genre that I've listened to, but I'm kind of keen to get in and explore, where did you post?
Okay, so the day I first did it, I distinctly remember, because I DM'd the creator that made an audio that resonated with me, that got me started.
Yeah.
So they're really encouraging. And because of that, I'm like, okay, I can do this. And they said that they would, like, upvote my work if I upload. I'm like, oh, okay, I can do this.
Yeah, good on it, yeah.
So it was a funny morning. I remember messaging a friend like, hey, if I did this, is this insane? Like, like, have I lost it? Like, I'm fine, right? Like,
is this okay? Are people gonna laugh at me?
So I'm fairly insecure about my voice. It's taken a lot of effort to get it to where it is.
Yeah.
Like, normally I can speak like Irish.
Yes.
Close to my old voice.
Okay.
So I speak here instead. But when I started, I wasn't very good at doing that yet.
Sure.
So I was worried, like, oh, If I sound too much like a guy, but like no one listen or
Yeah,
or I
okay.
get called mean stuff on the internet.
Yeah, which, we're all kind of subject to, aren't we, when we're putting ourselves out there and being
Yeah, of
vulnerable.
course.
Yeah.
It's a very vulnerable thing.
Yeah.
So I record a really simple audio
Yeah.
and I finish it. I'm like, okay, this isn't very good, but I'll upload
Okay,
it.
yeah.
So I was shaking the entire day.
Oh.
And
Yeah, I can
when
understand that.
I went to bed and I woke up and I like opened the website I hosted the audio on. And there was like 1,000, 2,000 something people that clicked on it.
What?
And I was like, what? What?
That is so awesome. Wow.
So, I just look at that and I'm like, what?
Yeah, it must have been quite a shock to, your first post to have, yeah,
Yeah,
that much traffic.
it started really quickly. But Safi, I felt really good. And
Yeah.
all the comments are really sweet. So I was like, yeah, I can keep doing this. I should keep doing
Yeah.
this.
Yeah. I reckon you should.
Yeah, I'm glad you agree.
Yeah.
But now like 60 audios in, I think. Something like that. Yeah, I like this a lot. Like I'm not stopping.
Yeah, that is great to have that amount of support from the get-go and encouragement and yeah, just the positivity surrounding the whole thing, because it is quite a small, I would imagine, quite a small niche or sort of sector of the erotic audio
Yeah,
space.
I'm in a very niche section, I'll
Yeah.
say. The audio I uploaded was for trans women who were like tops, like doms.
Okay, yep.
And that there isn't much of that, even still,
Yeah.
on the Gone Wild ecosystem. So,
Yes. Oh, I like
if
that. Gone Wild ecosystem. I love that. That's a great term. I
yeah,
want to
let's.
write that down. That's brilliant.
Yeah, feel free to use it. It's not
Yeah.
copyrighted, don't worry.
Yeah, well, I just think, yeah, no, there will be reference to this, but that's a great way to put it, because it is an ecosystem, isn't it, I guess.
Yeah,
Catering
it's
for a lot of
little
different
bits.
styles. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. I just am very much in a very specific niche subsection,
Yeah.
tiny little bit of the wider like community, and there's so many aspects to it, and it's cool how many aspects there are to it.
Yeah, I wonder if in this space, because it is such a small sector, were there people that you'd listened to, others that, I know you mentioned you messaged that one in particular to get started. Are you, is there a sort of a group or a community sense amongst trans VAs, if I can put it that way?
Yeah, so as far as trans VAs go, there's like I think there's like seven of us that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
Some come and go,
Yeah.
some were far before me. So there may not be many of us.
Yeah.
We have more like trans group writers, I think.
Okay.
And they make really cool stuff. I do improvisations, but I
I
think that
was
one's
wondering
still really
that.
good.
Yeah, do you so you're mainly improv or you're only improv? If there's a
Highly
limited,
improv.
okay. If there's a limit of,
I've
yeah, scripts out
never
there.
done a script. I think the scripts that are really incredible. I think Alan Foxer and Mabel, I'm sorry if I said that name wrong. Like Willa Muncha.
Oh yes, yep.
I think like those two in particular make really, really good affirming trans content.
Yeah.
I'm glad they're in the space. But as far as like speakers,
Not a
like
lot.
voice performers, not too many, but I feel even if I don't get to talk with them as much, I still feel a sense of connection just because we do some of the stuff.
Yeah, in actual fact, I'm aware of a new trans VA, and I'll perhaps I can introduce you to them. They're very, very, very new to the space. So I'm excited. Yeah, I'm really excited to see where they go and how they transition into the space. But I, forgive me if I'm wrong, and you need, you're going to have to school me and educate me in terms of, so I study voice at university, and I'm aware of, you know, I have a fairly deep female voice. But in terms of you, and if it's okay with you, and I totally understand if you'd rather not talk about it, but I'm interested in the difference in your voice and training your voice, transitioning to female and identifying as female. Now you are female, and that is the is your voice something that you continually have to train and develop?
I do a lot of practice for it, especially especially now since I'm a VA, so I have to be like
That's what I'm wondering.
I like, so I started voice training last year around January. So I haven't done it very long,
right?
And other creators do it a lot better than me. Like, they do.
Well, you bring your own. You bring your own flavor, you know.
Yeah, that's
true. We all do, don't we? Yeah.
I have a very, at this point, I have a very soft, high kind of voice at this point, and I'm happy with my progress, still lots to do.
Yeah.
But I guess the process of it, like a distinction between, like, a low voice can still sound feminine and a high voice can still sound masculine. It's, so they're like components. So the biggest one is, so your throat has a part called the larynx. And the larynx, if you manipulate it to go upwards up your throat, that will produce a brighter vocal quality. So as a result, you'll sound a lot brighter instead of, like, if I stay here, the pitch is technically the same, but there's a lot of not brightness, I guess.
No, I get what you're saying,
So, like, if you raise it, then you get this bright,
it's a much brighter timbre.
That's a big component. Then there's resonance, which is like making your voice project from, like, you know how, like, we have, like, head voice, kind of like making the voice come from, like, close to your mouth instead of your throat, like your throat shouldn't
be constricted
much. So it's little bits like that, but it has the way I sound.
Go on, sorry.
But it, like, all these things together manipulate how I sound, and then I try to get better at controlling all the muscles in my throat to produce a sound that I can be more happy with compared to my old voice.
Yeah. And is that with your recording, so I was sort of meaning in terms of what you're producing and sharing in the space, does it sort of encourage you and motivate you, thinking, well, people are going to hear this and I'm representing my community and I want it to be a positive? But also, I'm wondering if people have listened to you since you first posted in April and may have, I don't know, I haven't gone right back to the beginning of your audios from last year. I've listened to a couple. I'm wondering if there's any sort of, if you can see, identify, or if perhaps your listeners can see the progress, or hear, clearly hear, the progress that you've made and that how your voice has developed and settled into itself through your transition process.
I think the interesting thing being a voice creator really early in her transition as a transgender woman is that it's documented, right? Like, every step up the way, it's documented. There's long recordings of me in my voice in various stages, and once I got going, I was like, oh, like, a lot of people seem to like my voice, which in some ways is, like, encouraging. Like, oh, like, I sound okay. I'm like, I found that I sound okay. But then it's also like, I also want to improve it.
Sure.
It's nice to know that it still sounds nice to people, because I thought it didn't.
And look, that's hard to overcome generally without having to or wanting to or choosing to manipulate your voice to get it to a place where you're comfortable with it. Like I freak out about my early recordings from a year ago. Just go, whoa, that was pretty rough. That was pretty rough.
Yeah, you know? Yeah,
but for them to, for people to hear your progression, I guess. And but do you? Have you gone back and listened to your earliest posts? And do you hear the difference?
I do fairly often. Like if you go back to my earliest ones, I sound so different.
Yeah, yeah.
In my opinion. Like there's just so much stuff I wasn't doing yet.
Yeah, sure.
Like my pitch is higher. Like as high as it is now, but the other techniques I wasn't doing.
Sure.
So it's
we're evolving, we're learning, we're growing. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like seeing your starting point and monitoring those improvements. And that's what helps me too, because I can see what about my voice changes and what about it sounds good.
Yeah. I guess it's almost like an auditory diary or a journal in a way, mapping your progress and to for you know other people who other people in the trans community as well to experience that together with you and go on that journey with you and hear the difference in what you're creating and posting. I think that's freaking awesome, you know. Wow, what,
thank you.
Like how encouraging you must be and for you to provide this sort of content but also be on your own personal journey as well and be vulnerable enough and brave enough I really think to do that. I think, you know, hats off to you, babe. I think that's just bloody incredible.
Thank you, that's so sweet. I like sharing that part of the transition journey, like 99% of my audience are aimed at only trans people.
Yeah.
So because of that audience, I think based on comments and stuff I've gotten, I seem to be able to encourage people in their own journeys. I think that's like the best part of it.
It must be so satisfying for you, particularly as you identified a lack of, you know, of content out there. And now you're contributing and making a difference, you know. That's, and I find that to be such a privileged position to be in, to think that somebody can actually gain something more than just, you know, getting off to my voice, you know, that it's much bigger than that, I would imagine, if, from your perspective.
Yeah, I think my audience holistically, like, I think more people listen to them for the comfort as opposed to the erotic nature, but yeah. I'm sure people do both. And the fact that there is both is what people seem to enjoy. But I feel like the comforting, wholesome kind of comfort is what makes my audience my own.
Yeah.
And really important for trans people in their journeys, I think.
Yeah, I was going to ask then, I'm just having a look through your archive from 2021. Are they primarily suitable for work or not? So I'm seeing
more of a link. I'd say 90% of them are probably not safe for work.
Yeah.
But I'd say
you do
more
have
parts. Like I'd say like I dedicate like 5-8 minutes each audio for specifically aftercare. Like I make it a lot longer.
Yeah, beautiful.
And I give big intros just to make sure like the listener's in a like comfy place to enjoy it.
Beautiful.
In the middle, reassure them it's okay to enjoy it. And at the end, more just comfort.
Man, that's the whole package right there. I mean, everybody brings their own thing to the space, and people listen for all sorts of reasons. We know that, but for you to really break it down into, you know, just get comfy and like let's get it on and then let's get comfy again, you know, just that sort of, well, it's so well rounded. I think I love that approach to a script or an audio in general, so I love that.
I'm glad.
Lucy, can I ask with regards to you posting audios, do people in, like, in your real world, in real life, are they aware that you're, you know, venturing into this naughty, naughty audio land? And yeah, and if they, yeah, how does that impact your day to day?
So my brother knows, because he would be like at the other side of the house with headphones on with the door closed whenever I'm recording, just because he doesn't go out too much. So I'm glad he's supportive. Otherwise, I wouldn't get to do this, I think.
Yeah, cool.
So I'm really thankful for that.
Yeah.
Other than that, lots of friends online now. Like, I've told like 8 people.
Cool. Maybe. Yeah.
I am fairly open about it.
Yeah.
My counselor knows. She's really nice.
Yeah.
I actually had a session with her like right before we recorded this.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, so these people in here are, and of course I made a lot of friends within the space.
Yeah.
But overall, an advantage I guess I have in my day to day is I don't appear like the type that would do this. So no one suspects me of doing it.
Yeah. Would it have a negative, you know, would you potentially get a negative response from people, do you think, if they were aware that you did this?
So when I did start in April, I had a friend group of maybe like 3 to 4 people.
Yeah.
The friendship was kind of going in a bad place at the time anyway. But when I told one of them that I did it, that was kind of the breaking point for them.
Oh, and, really?
Yeah, I lost some friends from it. But I made new, really kind friends through doing it. So I'm not.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like it had to happen, I guess.
Sure. Sure. And look, if they don't accept you, then bye, Felicia. I got nothing for you. You know, this is me.
Yeah, basically.
I'm not going to apologize. And I guess that's the thing. We can't change people's response to our truth, right? So it's like, if you're not here for it, then, you know, you're my friend for a season. Bye-bye. It's a shame. I think it's a shame that people aren't open-minded enough to perhaps, like my best friend doesn't. They're aware that I do this, but they don't approve of it. And I said, well, that's fine. I don't need your approval. But, you know, I also don't need your judgment. And you know, they're my best friend for a reason. They don't judge, but they're just like, you know, it's not for me. I'm like, that's cool. I'm going to keep doing it. But that's, you know, I totally respect your opinion on it. Yeah, and that's the way it is, and it's just not something we talk about, which is a shame, because it's become quite a significant part of my life. I don't know about you, but
it's become like probably the biggest part. Like, it's been so much good and positive things came from it, and I would be so public about it, because I'm really proud of it.
Like, yeah,
I out of all the things I've done, this is a really cool thing.
Oh, I'm so pleased to hear that. Wow, look at this space. Look at what this can do for not just the people who listen to our stuff, but like for us, right? Just like,
yeah,
I feel good doing this.
I feel good. I feel better about my voice. I feel more empowered in myself, and I feel like more confident as a transgender woman. Like, I feel like I can still do cool stuff even if I am trans. Like, it doesn't affect that. So it's cool to be able to be a voice in not just like the going wild community, but also a trans community. Like, it's cool that I can be that voice and help people and
represent,
make them know that, like, yeah, like, represent people. Like, it's something I never thought I'd ever get to do.
has it, I wonder, you know, it seems like a no-brainer question, but I'm assuming that it's helped with your confidence and your, I don't know, fortitude, and just like, yeah, this is me. This is part of my journey, but this is me, and I'm making a difference. And there's a whole feel-good factor about that. But, yeah, I assume it's boosted your confidence and reassured you.
So much.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. Like, I know I happened to have like started medical transition last year.
Yeah.
So that in itself beats my confidence, but doing this as well, like, just like 2 years ago, me, like, just so different. Like,
yeah,
I, I just feel so much more confident in who I am, and I'm not like scared of it. Like, I guess,
yeah.
like, I don't feel lesser or like that kind of thing.
Cool.
I feel confident as myself.
Man, that's so. If I could like high five you through the mic, I would just, yeah, I'd probably want to hug it
Oh
out
yeah,
as
of
well.
course.
But you know, yeah, just that whole, yeah, this is. I know there's, you know, there's a certain amount of sort of toxicity in the space, but look, you get a bunch of creative, passionate people together, and we're going to talk about, you know, naughty stuff and all the rest of it. Sure, there's going to be,
Yeah.
you know, issues, but this is part of why I'm doing this, is because I want to know about the good stuff. I don't think we get, you know, the opportunity to say, just like, you know,
Yeah,
this has impacted me in a really positive way.
There's a lot of good.
Yeah.
There's bad, of course, like, but it's mostly good. Like,
excellent.
The good outweighs the bad so much.
That's just so great. I'm wondering, with regards to your content and what you improv, what's your process there? Do you write out sort of bullet points, or do you write a script, or does you just think of a scenario and you're just like, yeah, I'm just going to hit the record button and go? How do you work?
So I have a Google Docs open in my browser at all times, and it's just
mm-hmm.
called, I think I just titled it Ideas. Well,
yeah.
But so I will write the audience and the title, like that's all I'll write. And like it'll be a scenario like, oh, this one's set in the future.
Yeah. Yep.
This one's an ongoing series, because I do a lot of ongoing series.
Oh, I love a series. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. I think series has become a big part of like the identity, I guess, of Fairy
yeah.
Princess Lucy audience. Like, I do a lot of them.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, I do one in particular called the Feminization University series, which whole purpose is to normalize the feminization of kink within trans spaces, because
yeah,
some trans people enjoy it, and that's perfectly valid. It doesn't devalidate or make you less of a trans person. Like, it's
yeah,
still you. You just happen to have a kink that has a certain taboo to it, like
sure.
stereotyped.
That's another question I wanted to ask. Are there kinks and I don't want to say fetishes. I'll just go with kinks for now. That you've
yeah.
discovered through doing your audio and if you're talking about like a series and feminization and I'm seeing it here, feminization, university orientation. Love it. That's a lot of big
oh, yeah,
words
that's,
for me. But
that,
yeah.
That is a lot of big words, yes. the feminization university is like easily the biggest thing I do, and it's the thing that seems to be the most like well received
yeah.
out of my content. Because as far as I know, I don't think trans-centric feminization content exists on the internet.
Wow.
Like,
okay.
I don't want to like be too far in my own head, I guess, but I can't find anyone else that's done it.
Sure.
So
look
like,
at you
at least
putting out
form.
The original content. That's and providing something. Yeah, if you're saying they are they your most well received audios, you're saying.
Yeah, like they always perform really well, and like I get a lot of nice comments, and like I love that series. Like, I think we're like 7 parts in.
Oh, I love a series. That's so great. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
as far as kinks,
yeah,
within like the at least as far as discovery, like feminization was one I was exposed to really early in my own exploration.
Yeah.
I'm okay saying that I like it quite a lot.
May I stop you there just quickly, because for those who
are
listening who don't know, and I am one of them, can you just briefly explain what feminization, and I'm doing air quotes like you can see me,
air quotes.
what that how that's defined?
So it's defined as a kink where an individual is either forced or consensually, like within the role play setting, like forced or consensually adopt feminine mannerisms,
okay.
clothing, or just a way of acting.
Right.
And it's
yep.
kind of similar to like general, like it's flavored, like maid kinks and like
oh, okay.
slave kinks, and like it's flavored in that kind of realm of submission.
Oh, okay.
So like cisgendered males that enjoy it. Part of it is a humiliation aspect within the kink context.
Yeah.
For trans people, they may still enjoy that because of the psychological effects of maybe like being ashamed of being trans, like early on. So that manifests into the kink. Mm-hmm. I think that's, it's under research, but like, it's how I think it's viewed. Some people just want to be more girly.
Yeah.
So, and that's just the content that's available with that. And I got exposed to it really early because I didn't know what the word transgender was.
Right, right.
So I would search like become girl.
Yep, yep.
Because like, I want to be a girl. I am a girl.
Yeah.
And that's how I found it. And I just happen to like it because I happen to like sub stuff, even though I mostly pretend to be a top in my audio.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Hang on now. Oh, aren't most your audios okay?
That is correct. That is correct. So on my Reddit page, I think my tagline is something like "Making the porn I wish I had." I take this very literally.
Yeah.
I make what I would listen to.
Well, that was my That's another question. Is like, are you creating this now for more for the audience or your listenership, or is it still coming from a your own sort of self exploration and expression?
I say it's become both.
Yeah.
So obviously I can't listen to my own audio and get something out of it. I enjoy the creation process of, oh, if someone else made this, that'd be incredible. I'll listen to that.
Yeah.
But I think over time, like more listeners would chime in like, oh, I'd love more like soft dumb, or maybe I'd like a harder one. Oh, wow, that. Because I did a cyberpunk themed audio, and cool. I was just gonna do one, like just one, that someone then commissioned a second one because they're like, I love this.
Must have spoken like, to them.
I was so flattered, and now it's free parts.
Look at what you've created. You've spawned something, and you've found a real niche within a niche in itself. And
it's niche territories I didn't know were possible.
Look at you go. That's just so inspiring. And it encourages me to know that you've got that support. I'm just having a look at some of your, oh my God, look at all those comments. Oh, that's so brilliant. Kind. Yeah.
If anyone that listens to my audience is listening, I love you all.
Oh, like, seeing all the feels.
Comments I get are so cute. I know most people listening probably haven't heard of me before because I'm in that like niche area.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, I know the comments I do get, so nice.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good for the soul.
Nice sometimes on the internet, like when I wake up and I see some, like it makes my day so much better.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I can't even in words. Like I did a special Christmas audio where I would read out a bunch of people's names because trans people might hear a name they don't want to be called at Christmas. So I did that where I'd go for every name and say this name, Merry Christmas, and then I let them send me a message.
Oh, you're like, killing me. You're killing me. That's so lovely. Oh.
It's the comments I got back were so beautiful. Couldn't handle how cute and lovely everyone was. Like
to be seen, I think is really what it is. I'm finding. I haven't done anything specific as that, but I would imagine within the community that people aren't seen or heard or represented, and you've created this space for. This sector of the community that clearly like I got to get to listening, and I hope anybody listening to this will go and look at your profile, and perhaps it's somebody who has been searching for somebody like you, and with the content that you've created,
especially if you're like you have a gender questioning or a transgender or a non-binary, that kind of thing. If you want to have a listen to my audience, I think that'd be really great.
Absolutely.
Try to make comfy, like wholesome vibes. And if you're cisgender and happen to like feminization and sissy stuff. My stuff seems to work for that demographic too. I get some comments from cisgender people too, on those ones in particular. Not my intended demographic, but I'm happy they're there, you know?
Like, absolutely. If they find some sort of connection or comfort or sense of care, that's they're my three C's, then you're winning. You know, you're just, it's so much more and means so much more. And for us, definitely, right, to get that sort of feedback, just go, oh, that's great.
I love when people like numbers and stuff is one thing, but when you actually like hear what they got out of it, like that's a big part of why I do. I love hearing that. Like if I get a big view count, all I know is that people clicked on it, I guess. But in comments, like I know what they got out of it, what they enjoyed, and what I can apply to other ones. And
And I wonder then, I was recently introduced to the whole concept of an anonymous Google form as a response for people who may not want to or are too shy to, or for whatever reason don't comment but want to comment and contact you, whether they, you know, message you directly or send a chat request or whatever. But to say, and I imagine that that may be, and I could be wrong, I could be completely generalizing this, but I wonder if there are people who would love to comment on your work and what you're sharing, but for fear of any sort of negative response from other people who may be following them or looking at their profile or looking at what they're commenting on, perhaps they don't, they withhold from that.
There's, I guess, a thing as a trans creator I have to kind of accept for myself is that for the sake of people's safety, privacy, and like them like exploring safely, like whether they're gender questioning or trans, so they're not ready to tell everyone yet. Or so I think, compared to maybe like cis content, say trans listeners would be less likely to comment, and I fully respect that, and I think it's great to like stay safe. I think that's more important than anything.
100%.
I am going to implement an anonymous feedback form soon.
Love it.
Because I think it's important, especially for my content. I allowed anonymous messages for the Christmas audio. And those were like the loveliest comments. I've gotten so, like, those were so beautiful. If an anonymous feedback form means I can see more of that side of the listener base, I'm more than happy to. Like, I don't need a big comment count. You're scrolling, like I just like hearing like what people think.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's such an intimate thing, isn't it? An intimate exchange. And to know that, you know, you're putting yourself out there, and we've said, you know, being vulnerable and sharing. Can you imagine those who aren't confident, you know, or confident enough to post publicly or post an audio publicly, but still have that opportunity to say to you, hey, thanks so much. This made a difference to me today.
I get quite a few like Reddit DMs, for example, of the impact the audio has made, like whether someone says it gave them the courage to come out, or inspired them to like do more voice training, or like all these things. Like I've been told quite a few times I've inspired people to come out, and like I can't like process that still. Like I'm like,
wow, like,
I can do that. Like I'm just a nervous trans girl with a microphone.
that's powerful, Lucy. That is so powerful. Whoa.
I'm happy beyond belief that like I can do that. Like at that point, once you have that happen as a creator, you're like, that really cements, I guess, that in a way. Like it's like, yeah, this is what I should do, this is what I'll do for as long as I can. Like it's, I didn't realize how important this was until like I started seeing stuff like that.
Yeah. Wow, that's
I know.
That's a lot.
I'm still processing it.
To know that you've had that influence on somebody, or you've given them the courage, to take that step. or you know, maybe you've been part of their journey to get to that point, of self,
even with a tiny influence,
that's pretty amazing. Whoa.
I agree.
I'm just having a moment here in the Wicked Wardrobe. That is
absolutely valid.
Yeah, that's the real shit there. That is.
Ooh. It is. Yeah, it's.
I was wanting to know how, if you were going to say somebody, sent you a message and just said, look, I kind of want to do this. I'm thinking I might want to do it. What sort of advice do you reckon you'd give them?
In terms of being a
trans contributor to this space, a content creator, and say, record audios, or I want to write scripts, or I want to get I want to moderate, or I want to give back to this community somehow. What sort of advice would you give them, do you think?
So I've actually had this scenario a few times, actually. I have been asked in the space to get into it.
Yeah.
And I think one of the most important things to remember is, like, say, for example, you're doing, like, voice work. You don't, like, need, like, a perfect voice. Like, you, if, like, I feel like me as an example, like, if someone hears my voice, they probably know I'm trans, and that's okay. Like, I can work on that. Like, that's just where my voice is. But I think being visibly trans in an audio community, it's really empowering for other listeners. So I always encourage, like, even if, like, you don't sound like exactly how you want to, because when you're trans, it's a bit hard to be perfectly satisfied with how you sound. Like, that's just part of it.
Sure, yeah. But
we can get closer to how you want to look and sound. So I always encourage people just to go for it. And if you're safe to, just try it and see how you feel. You can always jump out if you don't like it.
Or you can always delete it, right? You can always delete if you're not happy with it. Yeah.
Exactly. But I think what people find is, because of how, like I said, I only know of, like, 7 other trans PAs. And I'm counting people that I've maybe seen 8 audio from.
Yeah.
But I'd say there's so much space within this niche that I feel like anyone that'll jump in will feel like the warmth and appreciation of others, because there's just such a need for trans content. And I'm just one person, and I can resonate with some people that, like, if this hypothetical person joined, then they'll resonate with a whole other audience of people, and then there'll be more people that have content that suits them.
So yeah.
I think it's really important to encourage that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Lucy, can you tell me where you post your audios?
I think I unintentionally dodged this question like 3 times. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Because I probably threw 400 questions at you at the same time. So, no, it's all good.
Perfectly okay. So, I won't dodge it this time. I promise. Okay. Everyone can say I'm really thorough. But I post on Gone Wild Audio, like the main one, Gone Wild Audio Sapphic, Gone Wild Audio Trans, and my own profile.
Fabulous. Okay.
So most of my attraction actually comes from Gone Wild Audio Sapphic and Trans.
Right.
Trans, not as much. It's not, like, as active as Sapphic, because a lot of trans girls have kind of migrated over to Sapphic, in my opinion.
Okay.
Because of how trans inclusive it is.
It's an awesome community. So. Yeah, I know you're one of the ones. Maybe you listened to my chat with Verbal last week. But
I did.
It's just like, what a beautiful community that is. I felt completely embraced when I joined a server recently, and it's just like, this is cool. I'm digging it. I really appreciate the ethos within that space. It's a little bit different to the rest of the ecosystem, shall we say.
It's such a nice space.
Like
being a Sapphic space, I was worried, like, maybe the trans person, I wouldn't be as, like, welcomed or, like, part of it, but I ended up being so much a part of it, like even becoming a mod, like just being so part of that community and like being welcomed and like just the kindness of that space and acceptance of non-binary people in that space. And I think it's really wonderful.
So we can find you on any of those platforms, because turns out I'm not allowed to, in the body of these posts, I'm not allowed to refer to specific places. Yeah. So, which I totally respect. But yes, where, just so people know, they can find your profile even. And I just want to make sure that I'm getting it right, where you forward slash capital F A I R Y, capital P R I N C E double S, capital L U C Y. Is that correct? Please tell me that's correct.
Yes.
Where capitals for the fairy, the princess, and the Lucy.
Yeah, let me double check. But yeah, that's right.
You can check your. I love it. Look, sometimes I don't know if I spell Wicked Fairy with a capital W or. I don't know. I guess we don't.
Yeah, no, it's okay. Like, I capitalize everything. Like, yeah. I forgot. Like, what if everything's all a case? I think I actually capitalized it different on the soundgasm. Which might be why I'm confused.
No, all good.
I'm correct. I only capitalized the F. That's why I'm confused. Okay. But you can find me on the software that's mentioned in my profile. I admit that, like, I don't get that much traction from Gone Wild Audio Main, because I don't think, like, the demographics are as much.
Sure.
But I still post there primarily for gender questioning people that might come across it randomly.
Yeah.
And might resonate from it. And when they see it, they'll go,
hey, check that out. It's exposure, isn't it, of any description, right? It's exposure. And like, look, every time I see a TF for A, I'm like, okay, what's that? Or TF for TF or TF for M or TF, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Or whatever listening point. It's like, yeah, cool. Let's have a crack at that.
I still see posts like of people being like, what's 4TF mean? Sorry.
Yeah.
Like, I'll get a comment randomly. I'm like, oh, yep. Okay.
Yep, and that's cool, because I got to tell you, when I first came to the space, I'm like, what is M4A? What's the A?
What's the A?
I didn't understand.
Actually,
so yeah, it's a learning curve when you first arrive. So I'm looking at Gone Wild Audio Trans Gone, and look, this is a subreddit I wasn't aware of until I started following you, so thanks very much.
Yeah, so this one's for not just trans people, but cis performers performing for like a trans listener. So the subreddit's not exclusive to trans performers. Any cis performers that want to make stuff for trans people are more than welcome.
Love it. Well, Lucy, I'm very, I'm really excited we were able to get together and have a chat in a time zone that suits both of us. Not to say if you're on the other side of the world and we've had a chat that I'm moaning, because I'm not, because, you know, I'm a whore for this stuff. I love to have a chat. But yeah, thank you, because you've educated me, and perhaps people who are listening might just go, yeah, well, what's that about? Let's check it out. And I think what you're doing is, man, I just think you're a little bit awesome.
Thank you.
Pleased to have, you know, spent this time with you in the ecosystem. I love that. That's so cool.
One wild ecosystem. If this becomes a regular phrase, just know that I said it fast.
Yeah, you're gonna have to put a little trademark next to that and put it in the tags. That's a brilliant reference. But I get it, because it is a multifaceted space. There are so many niches and sectors and, you know, genres and kinks and scenarios. And I love the diversity that is available here, and you have taught me a whole lot today. But I really look forward to seeing where your journey continues on to. Now you're, you know, coming up to, what's it, April will be a year of posting, am I right?
That's crazy. But I'm very excited, and I have a lot of fun stuff planned.
Well, here's to the Feminization University. Like, I love a series.
That series will be as long as a sitcom, I swear, at this point. Like, if you listen to all of it in one go, it's already a movie.
Oh, I love it. I love it. That's great. And can I say, also, 60 plus audios in a year, go you. And for them to be original content, improv, it's, I mean, like, I knock out scripts, you know, like I cough, but it's just,
yeah
that's to do your own content. Like, that's, and really something quite specialized.
It's very specialized, and I do them pretty quickly because improvs allow me that flexibility. But every Wednesday on my time zone, I upload an audio. I've done it every week since starting.
Cool.
And then sometimes I do a second one in a week. It depends. Yeah. But I always do that Wednesday one or Tuesday for some people. But I like that consistency of trans listeners being able to know that there's a little comfy audio on that day.
That regularity, to know that that's your day. There's, you know, if you've had a tough week and you've listened to your previous week's one three or four times, you're just like, I just need something. Yeah, I like that idea. I like that regular posting date. That's a great idea.
Keeps me organized.
Yeah. Good Lord, I need some organization up in this space. I'm doing 1,100 things at once at the moment. It's like, okay, wicked, just get your shit in a pile. But I love this because this is a no-brainer for me. It's kind of, I don't know, for me, it's a lovely moment to stop and review why I'm in this space. And in talking with other people, I get motivated and I get inspired and I get encouraged. So, Lucy, thank you for joining me in the Wicked Wardrobe.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.
That's super fun.
Well, I hope so. I wasn't too daunting because I'm not sure about you what the temperature is like down there where you are. But right here, I'm going to have to open the door to my little wardrobe because it gets hot in here.
I'm turning on my fan the second with them recording. Like, I'm so hot right now.
It's like, woo, welcome to Down Under.
Australia.
Yeah. Okay, darling. Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you out in the wild.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.